Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of I'll Give It To You Straight-ish. It's Max and Jackie.
Hey.
Okay, so this week my voice is literally gone because my friend has a microphone in her car and it lights up. You know I went off on that. I was so excited. Oh, my God. I screamed for 2 hours. That was so fun. I went and bought one for my own car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's genius. Well, I got it on Amazon. I didn't.
Can you shoot me a link?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I will 100% send it to you. And it lights up. And so at night, it's so it's so good. Anyway, so I think we should start by talking about Olivia Rodrigo's album.
Sour.
So first of all, her song Good For You, when that came out, like as a single, obsessed. I love that the whole like Paramore vibe is coming back. Like,
I love that she's bringing like some elements of like the emo rock girl phase.
Yes. I saw this meme that was like millennials listening to Olivia Rodrigo's like punk or whatever kind of genre that is songs. And they're like jamming out. <It's> like, yeah, all just, you guys.
It just hits right in this nostalgia and like also right in the emotions.
It reminds me of like multiple songs from Twilight.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Which I'm, by the way, I saw this TikTok. I'll send it to you tonight. And it's of Kristen Stewart signing. I've seen it before, but it's like the hottest thing ever. Of her signing I think it was like the Chinese theater. I think that's what's called. Like to write her name and put her handprints down or whatever it is.
She did that?
Yeah. And it's so sexy. Oh my God. She is stunning. Well, she was like, it's from like when the movie came out.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, gotcha.
No, it's like old, but it just came out again. So I was like, oh, I'm rewatching Twilight tonight. That's my night tonight, which is funny because I have finals all week. And so that's what I'm doing instead.
I mean, let the steam out, you know, like
you get all pent up
and you just got to watch Twilight.
Exactly. That's my comfort movie, which and Coraline, you know how it is.
If you know Max.
Yeah, pretty much. Which, okay, so by the way, I took a final today.
It was in
Spanish 3 honors. And keep in mind, okay, I have been online all year. So I don't, you know, I haven't been really paying attention that much. I've kind of just been on my phone. If my school hears this, I've been such a good student. I literally have been paying attention so much. But so I had to take the final today and I didn't study because I'm so over junior year. I'm exhausted. I'm over it. Done. And I have literally 2 days left of junior year. It was today and Wednesday. And then I'm on summer. So I was like, okay, I'm like not even going to study. It was so easy. I was so happy. I got there and I was like, uh-oh. And it was so easy. It was,
So you aced it.
Oh, I literally killed it.
Gosh, I love that. I love that.
That's really good.
I heard your brother's car was dead this morning and he needed a ride.
It was?
I was on your mom's recording and like she had called him and said, Mom, my car needs to be charged. And she's like, well, what am I going to do about it?
Oh my God. That's so good. Of course it was. He always does that. And he leaves his stupid cord in the garage. And then I drive over it. I'm like, I'm not going to get out of my car, move it, and then pull in. You can move it to the other side. He's so annoying. But I saw him today at school because we got there at the same time.
Yeah.
And he had gone to breakfast or something. And like, I didn't get an invite. But so, yeah, whatever. So anyway, so back to Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes.
So, okay, I heard a theory that it's called Sour because there's another album called Sweet that she's coming out with. And that's like why she partnered with Sour Patch Kids.
That would make a lot of sense.
Right. And that's like all the sweet parts of the relationship because she's written a lot of like love songs.
Yeah, I think it's a very thematic album to where like she could absolutely come out with Sweet next and like very much 100%. Like Taylor Swift, like Redemption to,
yes, exactly.
To me. So absolutely. 100%.
I also, there was like, first of all, Sour Patch Kids said that they knew nothing about it. Cause I don't know, I literally found their, yeah, I was like, okay, when this comes out, you're going to be stupid. You're going to look dumb. But, I know, but apparently Sour is supposed to stand for like stages of a something relationship or something. I don't know if they like actually says that or if someone like thought of that.
Kind of who knows? There could be but, all yeah. kinds of like hidden meetings.
No, I'm sure it's okay, but it's so good
of an album.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, literally, it's so good though. I'll be honest. The first, the singles that came out, all of them I was obsessed with. Literally every single one was a banger and a half, you know? Like, they were all perfect.
Wait, that was, like, Brutal or...
No, Brutal didn't come out before the album.
Okay, I thought it
so did. So it was good for you.
SNL, didn't she? Right?
What?
Didn't she perform it on SNL? Or was Not that good for you?
She was good for you. So she did Good For You and Driver's License on SNL. Which, by the way, she's so good. She sounds exactly like the studio version.
She has an amazing voice.
Amazing voice. And there's, like, not a lot to do on that stage. Like, there's no – I don't think there's an audience, let alone, like, anyone. It's just, like, she's literally by herself. Yeah. And she's still so good and performing in her face. She has so much emotion. Ugh.
She's, like, so in it when she performs.
Yes.
It's incredible. Literally.
I was, like, studying her performance. I was, like, I'm taking that.
Taking notes.
Oh, literally. I know. She's amazing. But – when I first heard the album, I was like, okay, like, love you, but we get it. We don't like him. Like,
yeah, like, just, yeah, he sucks.
It was a little much for me at first. I was like, yeah, I mean, okay. It's just like, we get it. It's all about this guy. But then I heard it. And I was like, okay, this is really good. Brutal is literally my favorite song at the moment.
It's a jam.
Oh, it's so good. I'm literally obsessed with it. I've listened to it every time I'm in the car.
I think my favorite one right now is Deja Vu, and I've only gotten halfway through it because right now I can't relate to hating men in my life yet.
Okay, me too. That's the problem, is that I need to listen to it when, like, I get in a breakup or something.
Yeah, I need to listen to it when, like, I've been mistreated.
Yes, exactly. Like, give this to me 2 years ago.
Yeah, like, I needed it, like, last year. Like,
yeah, right?
For me.
Exactly. I know, but
you but know it's okay.
I'll give it a benefit of the doubt. Oh, okay, no, yeah, 100%. It's out now. I'll take it, whatever. She's amazing. But have you listened to Willow's song?
Wait, has she? She hasn't released her album yet, though, right?
I don't think so.
Was it? I know that she's releasing a song with Hayley Williams, or like Hayley Williams is hopping on one of her tracks.
What?
Yes, it was like leaked on Twitter.
Willow is a goddess. I mean,
so like, talented.
Jesus Christ. Literally the most talented person. Okay, so her song, Transparent Soul, have you heard it?
Is it I haven't heard it yet, no.
Let me see if it's new. I've literally memorized every single word. I'm obsessed with it. I listen to it every time I'm listening to music ever. It's new. Okay. But it's literally so good. It's addicting. And I like how we're bringing back the whole, I already said this, but the whole like Paramore vibe, because that's kind of what it is. It's so, so good. I feel like a bad bitch listening to it.
Oh, wait. Travis Barker is on that? Okay. Okay.
Who?
Travis Barker.
I don't know who it is. I didn't even know there was another person.
I'm pretty sure Kourtney Kardashian's dating him.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Dang. Dude, you have to listen to that. It is literally the most fire thing ever.
Putting it in my playlist as we
speak. Good. I made a playlist of like song inspiration for when I do mine. And that is in there. I was like, also the picture of me on that is like a baby picture of me.
Oh my gosh. Send me that playlist right now.
I will.
Now.
It's like, it's like you can't find it on my Apple Music, but I'm going to send it to you.
I don't have Apple Music.
What? What? No. You do not have Spotify. You are not a Spotify person. Are you kidding?
I've had Spotify since probably 2011.
Oh my God. 2011. You know what I like to do when someone gives me a date like that? I like to say how old I was during that time to make them feel old.
How old were you during that time, Max?
2011. I was born in 03. Was it?
Nine? No, I mean eight.
Yeah. I was eight.
That was me in high school.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Just listening to Spotify. I have like 150 playlists on there.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I use Apple Music. I think it's better. I mean, I think it's like cleaner. It's easier to use.
Sure.
Okay. To be fair, I like the features of the Spotify one better, like the end of the year recap and whatever.
Oh, I love that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I like feel really not included when everyone's posting those at the end of the year.
They used to have like a chat or a DM feature on it where you could send songs in a DM.
What?
Like to people.
That's so cool.
I tweet at them all the time. I'm like, you need to bring this feature back. By the 100%. Way, hire me. I'm looking. Like, I'm available.
No, literally.
Literally.
Spotify's listening, hire our girl Jackie.
Yeah. If you're out there, please hire me. I'll do anything. I'll learn anything. No cap.
No, I love it.
Okay, Max, I had a question to ask because
I have an answer.
I've been dipping my toe into the TikTok sphere.
Okay, okay.
Trying to get myself versed. And I was asking my roommate, he is a TikTok god. And right. I was like, what's on the TikTok these days? And he was mentioning Aiden's kickback. I see in my notes.
Oh my God.
So if you could explain that for the people. Oh, 100%. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay. So I had to explain this to my dad literally last night. So I'm ready.
Oh, great. Now I feel awesome.
It was much harder to explain to my dad because he was like, who is this guy? Is he famous? I was like, no. And he's like, okay, what? So here's what happened. This dude, Adrian, I thought it was like a wholesome thing. Like no one showed up to this kid's party, so we all pulled up. That's not what happened.
Okay.
So this dude, Adrian, posted this thing, or his friend posted it of him. And it's like, pull up to Adrian's kickback, Huntington Beach at the fire pit at this time, at this day, like super random, like whatever. And then it went viral. Like, for literally no reason. That was the entire TikTok. There was no, that was, TikTok I know no that sense. Was literally it. This guy is not famous. He has no, like, he had no followers before that. I think it was like his first video or something.
He lives in Huntington Beach.
I mean, I think, I don't know why he would plant there if he didn't. I don't know. But anyway, it ended up being in LA too and Huntington, but most people knew about the Huntington one, 'cause that was the original TikTok. When I tell you, like, thousands of people showed up. First of all, I know so many people personally that went to that. They literally all showed up to the Huntington Beach, which is just like a beach. It's like a 40 minutes away from me, not even, probably 30, maybe, it depends. It's just on PCH.
Yeah.
And you just, they all showed up to the fire pit. They ended up blocking the entire road, like all of PCH.
Oh my gosh.
And
I'm like,
oh, I know. The police were lined up. Oh, dude, someone shot a gun in the air, apparently. But yeah. Like a kid, like not like a police. And so my friends went, and I have so many videos of it because it was insane. They took so many videos and people flew in from like other countries.
Oh my gosh.
No, like there was so many people. My friend was going to drive from San Diego. It's like a whole thing. The kid Leroy was talking about it. 24 Golden or whatever. Yeah. He was talking about it. Like they were like, yeah, we're going together. Who needs a ride? Like,
what?
Yeah, I know. It was insane. Like the police were literally lined up before it even started. And then they ended up, there was like fireworks and kids were jumping on cop cars. And like the police ended up shooting rubber bullets. And what else did they do? They had, oh, my friend got, what's that thing where they, it's not pepper spray. It's, and it hurts your eyes.
Yeah, tear gas.
Tear gas. My friend got tear gassed at that.
Jeez.
Literally, oh my God, it was insane. And by the way, not a single mask. Like, it was like Corona had never existed. There was moshes going on.
That is freaking nuts. Wait, did it go on for days?
No, it was just like, I mean, some people showed up the night before, but it was like 10 people. But well, literally, it was like
3 days long.
I don't know, maybe, honestly. But the one I know about is, like, the one night, it was, like, a Saturday. Did you just put on sunscreen?
Rosewater.
Oh, I love it. What brand is that?
It's Pixie. I think I got it from Target.
Okay, love it. I love Pixie. Their products are so cute.
Are they good? I haven't. This is my first Pixie product.
I keep seeing them on TikTok, so.
Oh, really? Look at that.
I know. Look at you.
It feels good, and I love the smell of roses. So.
I love roses, too. But, yeah, it was insane. It was, like, a whole thing. Also, speaking of, what was I just about to say about Pixie? Oh, so Danielle, my nanny who moved to Florida, who was back this week because it's my other nanny's wedding. It was a lot. pretty because we're both bridesmaids. So she came over, So she went to Sephora 2 days ago and on Saturday. I don't know what day it is today. And she went to Sephora and she had this lady help her, whatever. And literally she bought this product. We are obsessed with it. You have to get it. It's Paula's Choice. Yeah, write it down. It's Paula's Choice Exfoliate Toner BH plus 2% or something like that. You'll find it. It's all over Sephora.
Paula's Choice Exfoliate?
It's called, let me look. It's called.
Send me a screenshot.
I will. If you go to Sephora and you type in Paula's. Yeah. So it's the Paula's Choice skin perfecting 2% BHA liquid exfoliant.
Let me screenshot of it so I know what it looks like.
Yeah. Also, so pretty much what it is, it's like a toner, right? But you know how toners dry out your skin like as most any product ever? Yeah. It's literally a hydrating toner. And so it still fixes all your pores and stuff, but it's hydrating.
I need that, especially in the summer. Like,
right? It's the most genius thing. My skin looks so good right now.
Like, look how blotchy this is. Like,
okay, but you just have like a nice tan going on, a nice like sun kissed thing going on.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm so pretty.
Some of us look like ghosts. Okay. Also, little special notice, or I don't know what that's. I had a word that I was gonna use, but I don't remember. There's two songs right now that I'm by like underground artists that you guys need to listen to, because first of all, I think they deserve way more hype, and second of all, one of them is one of my friends and I love him. So okay, first one is called Butterfly by Aiden Aussie. Dude is a god, literally one of the most talented people I've ever met in my entire life. So good. So go listen to that. And the other one, I don't know this girl, but I found her on Apple Music yesterday. Cause like when you now on Apple Music, when you play music, it will like the next song that plays, unless you have something queued up, will be a similar song.
Yeah.
So I was listening to no clue. And anyway, the song called Submerge came up. It's by Daphna. It's like D-A-F-N-A. And it's so good. And then I went to the other, her other music. She just put out a song called, or a EP called Sour, which was kind of funny. But I DM'd her and I was like, dude, your music is fire. And she was like, thank you so much. She was so sweet. But she's amazing. I mean, those two songs and their, those two artists, gods. So
amazing.
You want to be part of underground music.
First, if you want to be woke.
Literally. Because those two people will be famous.
Yeah. In other news, did you see Harry Jowsey's recent social medias?
No, I don't follow him on anything. TV.
Oh, wait. I thought you liked Harry Jowsey.
I do. I just don't follow him. I just like, there's nothing he's doing that I'm very curious about. You know, like I'll see him pop up and I wonder, but I'm not like.
Do you follow Tana Mongeau?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I would follow her though.
Did you watch the show that he was on, Too Hot to Handle?
Obviously.
Okay. Well, he's back with Francesca.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Shut up. Are you serious?
They're in Tulum, Mexico together, partying with Joseph, who was on Love Island, I think.
What?
It's nuts. It's absolutely
nuts. How are they back together? Like, how do they rekindle that?
Hated each other. They absolutely hated each other. Or like, wouldn't really speak and like talked a lot of shit.
Really?
Damn. Yeah. So,
and he just, I'm stalking his Instagram since he said that. 6 days ago, he posted, I wonder if these will show up on my ex's Explore feed. That is major.
And like, he's such a little tease. So like, he's like probably on the low, like, oh yeah, like we're going to use this and like get super famous on it or something. But then like, and they ended up like liking each other. And just like, look at these pics.
Ugh. Oh my God. They're so cute together.
They are really cute together. Ridiculous.
Look at the last one. They have tattoos. Look, it looks like he kind of got his off.
I know. It looks like he was trying to get his removed, which I think he was for
That's
a while.
So funny.
Because, you know, I met him that one time.
Oh, yeah. Robot. Yeah, aren't you like obsessed with him?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, no, me and my circle definitely, you know, like to view his Instagram sometimes. But,
right, yeah, right. Big fan, no, I'm sure. Big fan. You guys like put it up on the big screen.
Yeah, like airplay it. Like, okay, guys, we're going through his Instagram.
Literally,
buckle in and get your popcorn.
Yeah, that's like my friend Lainey. She, they do this thing after a party, like the day after, they'll put all their phones on the TV. Like they'll go around airplaying everyone's phones or screen mirroring or whatever, and they'll go and show all the pictures and videos from that night. Isn't that so smart?
That's so smart, because I never get all the photos of myself from that night.
I know, me neither.
Like, and then I'll see them years later. I'm like, where was that photo?
Oh, right? Like, you're like, that's so cute. I needed that.
Yeah. That's a
I know.
Well, I know. Done, lady. How is she, by the way?
She's good. We got in a fight last week because this is like the stupidest thing ever, but she was like telling me that she was going to apply to Yale. And I was like, yes. Oh my God. Cause that's like my dream school.
She is? Like,
Here's what happened. So she was going to apply to Yale, but apparently this is like after she told me, after we got in this fight, she was like, I was kidding. I was like, okay, well, we didn't. Well, okay. So anyway, we got in this fight because she said that she was going to apply to Yale. And then she made this statement that was like, okay, well, I just really want to get in so that I can go to Bama instead or whatever the school she wants to go to. And she wants to like be able to be accepted into Yale, but then be like, no, I went to Bama instead. And I was like, okay, Lainey, you realize I've been working 12 years to try and get into this school. It's bold of you to assume you're going to get in and choose Bama over it. You know what I mean? I was it triggered me so bad. My therapist was like, you should talk to her. And so when I was done talking to my therapist, I called her and I was like, girl, what was that? And she was like, I was kidding. I'm not applying there. And I was like, oh. I was like, rewind. Yeah, but no, we're good. She's amazing. She's coming over this weekend because she's coming to the wedding.
She is?
That's great. Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be so cute. I'm so excited for Victoria. She's so stressed out, but I'm so excited.
Oh, wait, where's the wedding at?
It's at the like the Mission Basilica Church or something. Okay. Anyway, what's happening in your life?
I have ADHD.
You got diagnosed?
Yes, I was like diagnosed by a real life psychiatrist. And yeah, that's been a lot to of unpack recently. I don't know, just, you know, looking back and being like, okay, yeah, that could have been that. And then looking back a little later and being like, oh yeah, that was absolutely that. And right. Then it kind of makes sense. And then you kind of start to rethink the way you've lived your entire life. And
that's terrible.
Was I being really weird for a lot of it? Like, not normal? And then I'm like, no, like, people don't notice that stuff. Like,
yeah, it's true. Everyone's so focused on themselves.
Yeah. So, like, I haven't been too worried about it lately, but at first it was kind of like a shell shock situation.
Dude, that's crazy. And you would have been able to get, like, extra time in school and stuff.
Yeah. Because, like, I always hated taking exams and, like, I was really slow, like, during, like, the math sections and science and stuff like that because I couldn't remember the question that I had just read in my mind, like the stuff like that.
It's kind of nice to know though, right?
Oh, it's so much better to know than to not know because otherwise I'm just like, why am I so this way? And like, I'm blaming myself for everything when it's really like, oh, well, I just couldn't focus on it. Like, it's not my fault.
Exactly. Like, it's literally not your fault.
Yeah. So it's good to know. And I'm really glad I found out. And I also found out that like women never get diagnosed with it because the symptoms look different in women and men. Like,
oh, that's like the same thing with autism.
Yeah. Like when they're children, because they're like, oh, well, a little boy like squirms around a lot more than like a little girl with ADHD would.
Right.
So like, that's why a lot of young girls aren't diagnosed, and like stuff like that leads to anxiety and depression when you aren't being treated for it or know that you have it. So like, it's like a whole pipeline of, you know, I didn't get diagnosed with this. And then why is all this stuff like not working right? And like, why can't I get a better grip on that? Like, it's a fascinating thing to find out about. And like, if anybody thinks they have it, go online, ask your doc. I'm not a therapist. So if you think that you have these symptoms, like, go for it. Figure it out.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do you get Adderall now?
I did get a prescription for Adderall. I am not able to fill it right now because I have to find the correct pharmacy for my insurance and like all that fun stuff, the hoops that you have to jump through.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I'm on my way.
Okay. I love it. You know what though? Something about that too. I always hear these things. So like, you know how we all agree and everyone should agree that tampons and stuff should be free because we don't ask to get our periods. Like, we don't ask to be depressed or like, why do we have to pay for that? Right?
Like, imagine like not being able to, like, it's like a $300 prescription, like without insurance or like a discount. And I'm like, that's insane. Like, somebody like much younger than me, like would not be able to afford that.
Exactly. And like,
I have insurance, but like a lot of people don't.
Right. And it's like, just to be how everyone else is functioning.
Yeah. Just to like be able to focus for a day.
It is so stupid. The whole system is so messed up.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go.
Yep. So go get diagnosed.
go ask your doctor, ask 1,000 questions. It actually, I had to like press my doctor and my therapist to like even consider that I had it. Yeah. Like, I had to be like, yo, I think I have an issue. Like, I can't stop doing like these tendencies. Like, Is there a reason for that? And they're like, oh, you're just soothing yourself. And I'm like,
what?
Okay, like, maybe, but like, I can't stop moving.
Yeah.
You can't stand in a line without like trying to think of like every 10 seconds, like, I need to change the way that I'm standing so I don't look
like
a zombie person.
A lot of my friends are embarrassed to ask their therapist stuff because then if they don't have it, they're like, oh.
Yeah, now my therapist thinks that I think I have everything wrong with me and that I constantly think about myself and that
is so annoying.
There are answers out there for you that will make sense and that will make you feel better about yourself. They're not going to remember 5 minutes after you leave their office.
True. I always get sad. I'm like, well, I wanted to be my therapist's favorite. Like, what if she likes someone more?
No.
Like, she has other people's issues to deal with.
But my issues are better.
Right.
I know for a fact that my therapist loves me most.
Yeah, no, 100%. I asked my therapist. Sometimes I'll just see things on TikTok, and my therapist is literally the coolest person in the entire world, so I'll ask her. And I asked her what her zodiac sign was, and she was like, oh, I'm a Sagittarius. I was like, that's why I love you. Me too, queen. So funny. It was so cute. I was like, oh my God, you're totally a Sagittarius. She was like, okay.
Oh my gosh, me too.
She was like, why do you feel the need to use that as a way? I was like, nope.
Backtrack.
That was just a question. Nope.
I'm just a teenage girl. Like, I just want to know.
I know. She's so cute.
Sweetheart. Yeah.
I know. But okay. So I finished chapter one of my book.
Yay. Woo! She's an author.
Queen over here.
Look at her. So smart. So talented. Probably
girl boss.
Girl boss energy. Slay girl.
I hate when people do that.
That's so choogy.
What?
Choogy. We have to talk about choogy real quick.
What is that?
Max. Okay.
Am I out of the loop?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so choogy is a word to describe people that like believe in live, laugh, love signage. Oh. And like really like the weird font or like the cursive fonted like items in their kitchen.
Oh.
And like wear UGG boots and
yeah, like Karens that are still trying to be millennials.
Yes, like young Karens, like a future Karens.
Yeah.
Is what a choog is.
Oh. That's a terrible word.
No, it's a terrible word. So it's spelled C-H-E-U-G-Y.
Choogy. Oh, I love that.
I would just like give it a quick search on TikTok. Like I've been seeing a lot of TikToks on it where it's like, this is very choog. And like, maybe it's like people like my age only know what it is.
Maybe I have seen choogs. That. I didn't know what it meant though. Cause I think I've maybe have seen that, but oh my God. Look at you teaching me something on TikTok.
Look at me. Stuff. I'm so young.
You are so young. Don't even.
No, I am. I am very young and very pretty. So just anybody was wondering out there.
I love this. All of my friends and I are all such narcissists. It's so funny. I love it. Oh my God.
It's just like the more I say it, like the more I'm gonna believe it, you know?
Yeah, we're manifesting it. Yeah.
You gotta manifest that.
No, yeah, me too. 100%. I decided to manifest that my Spanish test was gonna be easy today.
And it did.
And it did. It did. Yeah, it did. It did. What can I say? I'm just a god like that.
I'm just like crazy smart.
Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you. I don't
guess I'm a witch.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm quick, just a little quip. Anya Taylor-Joy's looks at SNL.
Okay, I didn't see that, but I'm obsessed with her. So what are we talking about?
Her looks, like the makeup they did for her, like incredible. She looks like the epitome of like Hollywood, classic Hollywood beauty.
She is the most stunning person to ever exist.
She's so gorgeous.
Oh my God. Is it this white thing?
I mean, like the pictures that I was seeing, it was like a kind of a bump thing. Like go to her Instagram.
Okay. I follow her. I'm obsessed with, she is so gorgeous. Oh, like this red dress with the hair thing.
Yes. With the bump and like the eyeliner going over her eyelids. Like it's just, she is perfect. And like this one,
stunning.
Like,
oh my God. And she's like the epitome of 2021 fashion.
I just like, look at her.
She is literally stunning.
Like how,
she's so lucky. Oh my God.
Her and Queen's Gambit.
I was obsessed with that. The things I would do to be able to rewatch it for the first time.
Right?
Like, there's so many things like that, though. I would do so much to rewatch, like, Twilight for the first time.
To watch Twilight for the first time would be therapy to me.
Right? I watched it. I remembered very much watching it for the first time in, like, sixth grade.
Oh, I remember, too.
Greatest moment of my entire life.
I remember the movie wasn't out yet. I had read the books.
Oh my God.
And I was getting on YouTube and I was rewatching all the trailers a million times, pausing like various moments to just like stare and then like,
that's amazing.
And then go and watch the fan made trailers for the upcoming movies.
What?
I was obsessed. I was just like watching trailers, like trying to find little tidbits, stalking the cast.
I love this.
I don't know about that casting for that person, you know, just like very,
yes,
very much trying to figure out what the film would be before it came out.
That's so amazing. Oh my God.
I was obsessed.
That's like kind of what I've been trying to do with what show was coming out recently that I was just talking about.
Just came out?
No, I think it's about to come out. Oh, have you seen Dynasty recently?
No, I haven't. I haven't watched
it. What? Did you ever start it?
I watched the first season of Dynasty like a long time ago, just because like, you know, I love that actress so much.
Liz Gillies. Oh my God. My literal queen.
She ruled the whole generation, truly.
Oh, 100%. Easily. But it's so... Oh my God, it came out last Friday!
How many seasons are there? Three?
This is the fourth one. Okay. So yeah, there's like three out, I guess. But the fourth one comes out every Friday. And I've been watching it like as soon as it comes out on like the CW.
Oh.
I know. And? It comes out as soon as it stops airing like on the air.
Yeah.
And so I will sit on my computer and refresh. And it's so good. But I forgot last Friday because my nanny was over and stuff. But oh my God, it's so good. The twist last episode. See, episode two. Whoo!
Now you're going to make me watch it.
You have to watch it. You have to watch it.
I just finished watching The Society on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen that.
You should have asked me. I would have told you not to watch it. It's the greatest show ever, and they canceled.
And then they don't have a season.
I know. I literally sobbed over that. I was so upset. I thought it was a joke.
I didn't even know that there was no season two. I started.
I didn't either.
And then I started like stalking. Like obviously, I started stalking the asshole hot. Yep. It was so hot, and I find out that there's no season two, and I'm like, I can't stop watching it now. But
I mean, the amount of people that have asked for a season two, like
why
bring the show.
Give us a season two.
I don't know. And they've taken so many good shows off of Netflix to add shitty ones. Like they're adding the friggin' Hype House TV show. Have you heard of this?
Yes.
I was so mad. Like, I love Sienna. You know, like Sienna Mae Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
I'm obsessed with her. I think she's literally the cutest thing in the entire world. And her comments are just filled with, do not be on that show. Like, no one wants this show. No one asked for it. I was like, you guys, send this hate somewhere else, first of all. Not to my queen. But also, like, it should just be her, if anything. But also, why are we getting rid of shows like The Society for that?
And, like, here's my thing. It was fantastic. Why wouldn't you bring it back? It was instantly attention-grabbing.
Literally.
Perfect for the young adult crowd, like teenagers.
And it did so well.
It did amazing. Like, the cast they had on it was fantastic.
And they were all gorgeous.
They were, don't even.
I know. That was, like, the definition of bi panic.
Oh, my God. Oh. What is his name? He's like the heartthrob with the curly hair.
I watched it like last year, I think. So I don't remember what it was.
I can't remember what his name is, but he's so handsome. And then one girl that was in Looking for Alaska.
But I don't know why this made me think of that. Every time someone says Alaska, I've always wanted to try a baked Alaska.
Oh, same.
Have you ever had one?
No.
I haven't either. Let's go. Okay, you guys. So Jackie's coming with me to record my music at the studio because I'm going up to where she lives. And then so she's going to come with me.
I'm like so excited.
I am literally so excited. But I think we should go get baked Alaskas one night after and then we'll document it.
I think we should just like eat a lot.
I mean, that was my plan.
We're just going to like chill and eat a lot.
I'm gonna like show you all my favorite foods from like Trader Joe's and
oh my gosh, we'll go to Trader Joe's.
Yes, I'll try and use my ex discount.
Your extensive knowledge. Max used to work at Trader Joe's. I don't know if we've mentioned that recently. Yeah. But
awkward. Yeah, but I know I was texting this guy that was like in love with me when I worked there, and he quit. And I was like, oh, good, I can go back to the store.
Thank God.
Literally, it was so funny.
There are hot people that work at Trader Joe's. That is
I know.
The sexual tension in a Trader Joe's.
Literally, try going back to the back room. Oh. Oh my God. And there's, okay, to be fair though, recently it's, the masks are helping a lot.
Yeah.
No, they look
with the
really
sexual
cute.
Tension or with.
No, they look really cute with the masks on. Some of them, you know?
Oh, but yeah.
There's like, but what the thing is, there's like these guys that work there and they're like 6 feet tall, perfectly tanned. They're like, they play sports. They're in high school. This is only good for me, but they're going to like a very good college. They're smart. They're freaking hilarious. And then they're like uninterested in anyone they've ever met. That's such a Trader Joe's thing to do, I feel like, though.
I feel like that's also a very like LA, like OC thing to do.
Yes.
Like, oh, there's so many pretty girls out there. Like, how can I choose just one? And like, come on, like, we're all really pretty.
Yeah, we're so pretty. What are you talking
give
about?
Give us all a chance.
Literally. I know, but.
So dumb. Oh, well. Oh, well.
If I even tried to explain to you why, like, my thought process from what we were just talking about to what I'm about to bring up, it will make literally no sense. It would take a billion years to explain. But I showed up to school today to take my final, and you're not allowed to have dyed hair at my school. So not only that, but also my whole school is like, very religious, very in the norm, very boring. And so I walk in with bright purple hair, which you can't see in this lighting because it's like, I'm not facing.
You're getting the backlighting, yeah.
You can, I mean,
yep,
you
there
can
it see. Is.
I also need to get it kind of fixed because it's like fading a little bit. But I showed up with my purple hair and I see these group of guys and they're like doing that stupid thing where they're literally talking about someone but staring at them. And I'm like, okay, like, could you be any dumber? But it was the funniest thing ever. I was so excited because I took out my notes immediately and I wrote down song lyrics. I was like, this is perfect.
Perfect.
I was like, you guys are just feeding into this. So thank you.
Thank you.
I know. They're so annoying. I was like, you are just mad that I'm hot. So sorry.
That's literally what their whole deal is. That's what men's problem is. Like, they can't.
I know. They're so insecure.
Beauty.
Little last update about like pop culture because I have. Oh my God, so Frenemies podcast. I didn't realize I'm literally almost caught up. Most of the episodes are, so they're all either an hour or 2 hours. Recently, they've been 2 hours. I've watched the entire thing from beginning to end. And it's still the greatest thing I've ever watched in my entire life. I would sell my soul to be on that podcast, I think. I think I'd sell my soul six times over to be on that podcast. Oh yeah, 100%. They are the, if I get famous for like singing or whatever it is, and mm-hmm. Trisha doesn't like me, I will probably end my life.
Oh my God.
She is my queen. I love her. I want her to love me back. I'm obsessed with her. I bought this. There was, they were talking about this thing on the podcast today. And, or it wasn't today, but I was watching it today. Mm-hmm. And there's this picture of Trisha. It's like, the worst picture. She hates this picture. This picture
looks like a fish.
It's called, if you look up like the NFL Trisha picture, you'll find it. It's so funny. Trish like fish. And I bought a sticker of it because she was talking about it. It's the funniest thing ever. I'm going to put it like on my phone.
I want one.
I bought a second one in case anyone wants it. Literally.
I want it.
I will give it to you. It's the funniest thing ever. I'm obsessed with
it. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with Ethan. Ethan is the sweetest man to exist.
I have to send you a tweet I saw about Ethan.
Wait, did you watch Frenemies?
My roommate watches Frenemies all the time. I can't focus on it for 2 hours. Like,
No, that's fair. I like low-key play a game because that's what I do with everything is like I have to be focused on something else.
Yeah, I should probably just put it on the background like when I'm working and stuff, really.
Yes.
Except for my job is listening to other podcasts.
Yeah, it's true. That's a good point. It's so funny. And literally, I die laughing the entire time. But Ethan is the sweetest person ever. And he's so cute to her. And their dynamic is adorable.
I love how close they are.
I know, me too. And I like that it's called Frenemies because they started out hating each other, but now they're literally best friends.
He's like a little brother for her.
I know. And he helps her with like her mental illness and he wants to learn about it and teaches her about like things she can't really say. And they're so cute. And I want to like hug him. He's adorable. He's like a teddy bear. And then he's this thing called Teddy Fresh. And I was like, that's so on brand for him. And his son is literally named Theodore Teddy.
Stop.
Which is so cute.
I just sent you this thing from Twitter that I saw. Ethan posted it.
I had to delete Twitter because I was like very scared that I was going to get addicted to it.
It is a terrible app.
Oh my God. This is that episode from, I like how he posted it.
I know.
He probably made it. Okay. So there's this episode. I'm going to explain this, of Ethan dressing up as James Charles. Or was it Jeffree Star? No, I think it was James Charles. And it was for a Halloween episode. And they're saying he looks like Demi Lovato.
He does.
My favorite thing is that we will never let the Poot Lovato die.
No, we can't let
her. Never. Never. I've seen it recently. Dead. It's the funniest thing ever.
I can't even think about it without like I can just see it right in my eyes when I blink. Like
it's literally the funniest thing.
We should post that on the story, the page's story. Basically, memes and pop culture, which I was going to say, like, a big thank you for introducing me to the possum page on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Where people just send in pictures of possums with, like, the most deranged quotes. It's my entire life. I wish I could get a picture of possum so I could submit one.
Speaking of which, someone told me yesterday I have a possum nose. I was like,
what?
Excuse me? I was like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, oh my God, they're so right. So if you look at a possum, I was like, first of all, okay, so my side profile, I love my side profile, but it does not look like a possum, right?
The nose?
They explained to me, it was this part of the nose, like the snout. Wait.
Oh.
Look at this. I was like,
kind of, yeah.
In right here. I was like, okay, I will take that. I was like, oh my God.
I love that they were able to like pinpoint like the possum. Like,
what? I know. I was like, where did you get that from?
Incredible.
Yeah, it was really cute though. I was really happy about it. I'm starving. I'm so hungry.
I'm also hungry. We could wrap up. I mean,
no, I just was gonna ask what I should eat tonight.
Well, I'm probably gonna be eating a salad because I ate so many bad things over the weekend.
What'd you do this weekend? Go to the beach?
I went to the beach, drank a little alcohol, which, you know, I'll blur that word out since, you know, this is for the youngins.
Right. She's over 21.
It's not that we weren't talking about Aiden's kickback or whatever his name
Adrian's,
is.
Adrian's. I don't know.
Adrian,
I
think his name's whatever. Adrian or
something. I know.
But yeah, I did some partying and then I did some beaching, some tanning.
I'm on summer in 2 days. 2 days. I'm ready. I will come party with you.
I can't wait for you to come visit. Also, this house worships Trisha Paytas. Like,
oh my God.
In one thing in this house, and that is Trisha Paytas. Like,
okay, good. I'm going to fit in
this home.
I'm so excited. Wait, how many roommates do you have?
Dos.
That's so fun. That is so fun.
Yeah.
I'm.
We have fun. We do fun stuff. So.
Sounds amazing. I'm so excited. We're literally going to have the best time ever.
We can go. Eat stuff.
I feel like that's what we're gonna end up doing the entire time is eating.
We're gonna eat a lot, yeah, probably.
Yeah, perfect. That's all I do.
Perfect.
I love it.
Oh my God, it's gonna be so fun. All right.
Oh my God.
You have anything else to tell the people before we leave them? Any Heather updates?
Oh, people have been asking me for that. Honestly, she's been in Cabo, which she loved. So
she didn't want to come back, which is weird for her to not want to come back.
I know. She was like,
Cabo vacays.
I could have been there for 3 more days. She's like, okay, mom. Well, you could have. You're right.
I probably know more about your mom than you do because I listen to her podcast.
Probably. I don't want to listen to that.
She talks about you sometimes.
Yeah, that's why I'm not allowed to listen to it, is because I'll get mad at her.
Yeah, and then your dad was on last week and they talked about how you were the favorite daughter.
They did.
Because like you asked your dad the question, who's your favorite kid and why is it me?
Oh, yeah, I did ask that.
I know way too much about your family.
True. My dad has been telling people, okay, my dad kind of made a story out of the fact that I want lip fillers. And it's literally just because when I smile, my top lip goes away. Like, it's not even that. But yours is, like, not – yours is cute. Mine, like, is gone. Yeah. So I want lip fillers, and I've asked for it for, like, a very long time. And so my dad, like, I literally don't care who he tells about it because I want it, and I'm obviously going to make
it. I got it twice already, so.
Yeah, and, like, I'm not going to make it an unrealistic beauty standard. Like, those are not going to maybe be my real lips, like, whatever. And so my dad told some article person or something that I already got them, and I was like, okay, keep up with your prompts then. Give me them.
Yeah, like, let's follow through. Let's follow through. Like, they're going to fact check that.
Yeah, I was like, come on, back that up. Don't lie on the news.
I'm sure he has a guy to give you some that are really great. Does.
It's a girl and she's amazing and she works literally at his office. I was like, I could just pull up.
Just pull it. Right up and then done.
Literally. I was like, I don't even want that much. I know. I was like, if you don't let me have them though, I will sue you for what's that thing called? Not slandering. What's the misinformation? Like when you lie on the news. Defamation. I will sue you for defamation because it's a lie. I'm gonna sue him. So Terry, if you're listening, get my lawyers ready. I like how
our lawyers ready.
I know he'd be paying for my lawyers too.
I guess it's just a little game at this point.
literally, it's so good.
I love that.
My dogs are home.
What?
My dogs are home.
Oh, that's exciting! From where? Yeah.
I'm training.
Oh, are they more trained now?
Probably not. But I missed my George and he just got home.
Oh,
I know. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening and for being our Trisha stands with us.
If you love Trish too, you know, say that in the comments. We want to know.
Follow us on Instagram and then comment that you love Trisha.
And then DM us and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we will. I will go on a rant about it if you want.
I was in Trisha's house once. You could ask me about
what?
It.
We're bringing this up next time. We're going to go on a whole talk about that.
I produced her other podcast.
You did?
I have her phone number. I have her phone number.
What? Whoa. Tell her I'm obsessed with her and that I want to be on Frenemies. I actually don't want to be on Frenemies because I would never want to ruin that show with my presence because it's so perfect. But like, I'm obsessed with her. You can tell her I'm obsessed with her.
I don't talk to her much anymore, but I mean, I guess I could randomly text her.
Hey, Trisha.
Just let me know that me and Max love you.
Yeah, just letting you know. She's met my mom. I have a video of them together.
Yeah, because they probably were in the studio at the exact same time. And she's like, my daughter was upset. I remember her getting that picture. I was there.
Really?
And I had it like, I didn't even know you existed yet. Like I'd only ever met Coco, I think.
Oh yeah. That makes sense.
But now I know that was you. She took the picture.
Thinking back to it, I feel like we've met like a really long time ago when I went to
go visit. Probably were in the studio at some point.
Yeah, I was once. And I feel like I remember seeing you there with like a very similar hat to what you're wearing right now. Like, you're wearing a hat, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Do you know what year it was?
It was a very long time ago.
Like 2 years ago?
No, like...
Longer?
Yeah.
I only worked here like for 2 years.
Oh. Well, then maybe I think I'm younger than I am all the time. Like, I'm always like, that was like 6 years ago. And I was like, no, that was like last week. But... Anyway.
Who knows?
Well,
Max and Jackie lore could go back to that time. Who knows? It wasn't written yet.
literally. Who knows?
Who knows? We'll never know. It's a mystery.
We're going to come back to the Trisha thing. If you want to hear about that, come back next week. We're going to talk about Jackie being in Trisha's house and Max obsessing over it.
Yep.
And thank you guys so much for watching. Follow our Instagram. I think it's called Straightish the Podcast. Follow me on Instagram, Max Dubrow. On everything. Follow Jackie. I think it's Threat Level Murdoch.
Threat Level Murdoch.
Get that reference. We like you much more.
Yep.
And so leave a nice review because no one ever does.
We're on Apple, Spotify, podcast1.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Have a fantastic week and
we love you.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.